Worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 16 with verses 20 and 21 today. Of me, therefore, he will take no notice. With my ways, who will be concerned? If I send, no eye will see me. If all in secret I act deceitfully, who is to know? Deceitful secrets can cause harm to your soul for several reasons. We'll look at a few this morning. Erosion of authenticity. Keeping a deceitful secret requires you to portray a false image of yourself. This constant act of deception can erode your sense of authenticity and undermine your self-esteem. It becomes difficult to maintain a genuine connection with others when you are constantly hiding the truth. Burden of guilt. Deceitful secrets often involve actions or information that are morally wrong or harmful to others. By carrying such secrets, you bear the weight of guilt and shame. These negative emotions can eat away at your conscience, causing inner turmoil and distress. Impaired relationships. Secrets often create barriers in relationships. When you withhold the truth, you prevent open and honest communication, which is essential for building trust and fostering healthy connections. Deceitful secrets can lead to a breakdown in relationships, as the truth eventually surfaces and damages the trust that once was present. Emotional isolation. Keeping a deceitful secret often requires maintaining a facade and avoiding genuine emotional connections. This isolation can prevent you from experiencing true intimacy and fulfilling relationships. The fear of being discovered or judged can lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation, negatively impacting your emotional well-being. Self-denial and self-betrayal. Deceitful secrets often involve denying or hiding aspects of your true self. By doing so, you portray your own values, beliefs, and integrity. This self-betrayal can lead to a loss of self-respect and a disconnection from your authentic self, resulting in a sense of emptiness and dissatisfaction. Stagnation of personal growth. Deceitful secrets can hinder personal growth and self-improvement. By avoiding the truth, you deny yourself the opportunity to confront and address any underlying issues or problems. Growth requires self-awareness, acceptance, and the willingness to face difficult truths, which deceitful secrets prevent. In summary, deceitful secrets harm the soul by eroding authenticity, burdening you with guilt, impairing relationships, causing emotional isolation, leading to self-denial and self-betrayal, and stagnating personal growth. Living a life of honesty and transparency, on the other hand, allows the cultivation of a healthy and nourished soul. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born pretty soon. And we're praising our Lord as we continue to pray for Brittany, our niece, who's battling brain cancer. We pray all of these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 16. It's verses 20 and 21 today is our practice. One stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Notice Take Who of My Sin. Notice take who of my sin, concerned who with ways mine, me seen by who when I sin to begin, the deceitful act's secret, know who the divine. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day today. It's a day of love as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 7-Eleven, thinking about our good friends John and Marie. Hope you have a good Valentine's Day today. And we're sharing the gift of love as we do each and every day. The gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. That's what we proclaim each and every morning. To be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day. In the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Jesus. 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 The only way to heaven is by living truth in Jesus' name. And He forgives all sins. Confess and find freedom. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen.